Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey everybody, I'm Ja-Ja. Welcome.
Ja-Ja-Ja.
I'm Ja-Ja-Ja, and welcome to another episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Ja-Ja-Ja.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Magadan.
And today's topic is the good old days.
Oh, take me back!
Nice fucking try.
It's been a long time since I've done a Shut Up A Second with you, and here it is.
You forgot.
I forgot.
You idiot. You got complacent.
I comfortably, so confidently wrote Ghostos, and then here we are.
I've been hanging out with Jack for, this is going to shock you listeners, I've been hanging out with Jack for a couple hours at this point today, and the entire day
without
today,
me?
Sorry?
Without me.
Without you. On purpose as well. Actually, seriously. So there's this new fucking game I found out called Exclusion, and we've been loving it. It's great.
It's for us.
Good. Yeah.
Anyway. Go on.
So I'm like, Jackson's hair, who the fuck does it remind me of? I'm looking at your hair. I've been looking at your hair this entire day. Like, your hair looks fucking like someone's hair. I still don't know who it is. But still don't know.
Yeah.
But earlier, you were pushing your hair back so that it was all kind of like slicked back.
Yeah.
Fuck. Cass, look at this shit. Look at this shit. All right. Now, Cass, it's the 1980s. It's the 1980s. You are looking for any drug. It doesn't matter what. Pot, cocaine, ecstasy, whatever. This is the man supplying you those drugs.
Oh, yes, yes.
How do you look like every drug dealer?
I see speed, but then pot calls to me from the beard.
Yeah, it's a beard plus slick back hair combination because it's a rarity.
A rarity?
It's a rarity. It's a Tipperary. Yeah.
I see you standing on a street corner in the 1980s, and when I'm walking over, I'm like, what is it? what do you have?
Can I have a drug?
Yeah, I walk up to you and I say, yes, please. I just come up to you with a crisp hundo and say, how much will this get me?
I just put my hand in my pockets and pull out a big, like a handful of candy at Halloween.
All right, now let me hit you with something. So, Jack, put your hair back normal. Just brush it forwards. All right, so maybe not that much, but just make it a little normal. All right,
make it normal.
Everyone's normal, Adam.
Hacker in the 1980s.
Yep.
Now push it back. Tech bro in the 1980s.
Wasn't I a drug dealer in the 1980s?
Yeah, you give me many things. When I'm asking what is it, I'm like, is it cocaine? Is it speed? Is it Apple
code?
Is it nuclear launch codes?
What is, okay, Jackson, you could play every character in a 1980s heist film.
Oh, that's exciting.
Fuck, you could.
Hacker man, the face. I push my hair forward to try to make a quiff.
A quiff.
I used to call them queefs by accident. I got them confused.
Gotta make a queef.
Because they were really popular in the early 2000s, and I told my friend she had a really good queef.
Queefs were popular, like the vagina fart, in the early 2000s, too. Everybody was talking queefs.
What? Oh, no. Right.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Talking Queefs. I'm Cass.
Oh, yeah. I'm Jackson. It's queef time.
Hey, can we say how every time we change the... Talking blank is such a classic maneuver.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
It's
talking
great.
Blank?
Hey,
fuck yeah.
It's a challenge I'm setting you.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the worst you can mispronounce nuclear? I'm going to give it a go. New. I'm going to N-U.
Wait.
N-Y. No, N-G-U.
Don't you just hate it when someone asks you a question only to answer it?
Okay, you go then. Give me your worst pronunciation.
No, I mean, like, you got it. Do you win? How can we beat that?
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Knuckle air.
Oh, great choice. Give me the knuckle air source codes.
I work at a knuckle air power planet.
Come on, Adam.
Null ear.
Oh, didn't pronounce the C. A silent C.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, it was unintentional.
Where's the C again? Null ear.
Wait, is that where the C is?
Hang on. How do we...
Nuclear.
Nuclear?
Where the fuck is the C? I'm forgetting.
N-U-C-L-E-R. Nukakakla.
Knuckle ear.
Knuckle ear. Wait,
knuckle
what?
Ear. Where's didn't someone already say that?
I said knuckle air.
Cass
said it.
Wait, that C feels like it's in the wrong place. It feels like it should be more towards the end.
N-U-C.
Yeah, there you go.
L-E-A-R.
You're right, Jack. She's lying.
I'm lying to you on purpose.
Yeah.
That scene's so early.
Yeah, I know, right?
Feels like that scene should be towards the end.
You know what I found out? Hey, you want to hear something stupidly factual?
Yeah.
So, you know, silent letters are obviously a thing.
Yeah,
so,
silent killers.
Yeah.
A bunch of silent letters. Most silent letters. All right. So silent letters naturally exist in language when we either adapt another language to our own, so like when we take a Latin word and make it English or whatever, or just naturally over time as we pronounce words differently.
Sure.
But a bunch of silent letters in English exist because when we were formalizing English, a bunch of people were like, well, this word comes from the Latin word and this Latin word has this B or whatever, so we'll add it back in. So, like, I think doubt is one.
Yeah.
Doubt didn't used to have that silent B. But then they were like, oh, it comes from this Latin word. Let's add the silent
B. Put the B
back. Incorrect.
Turn the B around.
It doesn't come from that Latin word. So we have a silent B in doubt that shouldn't fucking be there.
It's unnecessary.
Because when we were formalizing it, we were like, this is the origin. But it wasn't fucking the origin, so we fucked it up. Anyway,
there's a thing in English, or all languages, called hypercorrection.
Yeah.
And I would argue that's a form of it, but it's usually when people say whom for everything, even though it's not necessary for every single letter.
Hey, I'm sorry, Jack, for you editing this, but the cat is definitely trying to cuddle up into the mic.
That's cute. Yeah, the cat's in the studio, which I think is not allowed, but...
Oh, it's not allowed, yeah.
Come here, little puss cat. What? It's terrible to say puss cat. Don't call a cat a puss cat.
It's cat puss. Come here, little cat
Come
puss.
Come on, cat puss.
That
cat
reminds
puss.
Me of... Pussy worm.
What?
Oh, fuck. So, Cass, you remember like a decade ago when you were in our friendship group?
Oh, yeah.
The one that we didn't have on air at any
point.
Yeah. You know, the one that we basically never made reference to.
Yeah, do you recall the in-joke made entirely by me? And I don't even know if Adam was there every time.
I was there. I always used to pretend to hate it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, it's just fun. I always like to imagine, you know, like those unsettling British TV shows from the 70s, like Bagpuss.
Yes.
Yeah. So one called Pussy Worm, about a worm with a cat's head, and like to have the like narrator be like, "Oh, good morning, Pussy Worm. Where are you going today? To the Are you going to the market, Pussy Worm? Meow." You know, the kind of thing you turn on at 6 a.m. in the morning and be like, "Have I died? What's happening?"
It makes you want to vomit, but you can't.
Yeah, absolutely. Bagpuss is the most horrific thing in existence.
Bagpuss, when people have conspiracy theories about, you know, accidentally switching universes or universe I or having been from another reality or swapping, you know, the reality swapping and shifting, all those
shift,
ones. Where you see something and it's like unsettling and it's like, oh, see, this is evidence because you don't feel right. You're recognizing something that you're not meant to recognize because you're in the wrong place. Bagpuss does that to me. Yeah. I'm like, maybe they're right.
That's I love Bagpuss.
No, you don't. Shut the fuck up.
Watch Bagpuss. Watch Bagpuss.
I'm not going to watch Bagpuss. All right, fine. But
just do the intro.
Can I quickly say as well that I accidentally Googled bag pierce instead of bagpuss? And can I say, even at Sans Pants, bag pierce is not safe for work. Even at Sans Pants, that is not safe for work.
No, I want to see what bag pierce
is. Yeah, I'm curious too.
Yeah, no, I'm Googling
while
bag
Adam
pierce.
Looks up
make
bag
sure it's
pierce.
A Google image search
bag
like what I accidentally
pierce.
Did.
Bag images.
Yeah, it can't be that bad. It's just going to be a bag of piss.
Oh, no. Okay, it's different.
I'm scared now. I'm the last person. This is like The Ring, but for pissy bags. Oh, I don't.
That is forever in my Google search history, and now it's in yours as well.
But I want to know what purple urine bag syndrome is.
Yeah, maybe I don't. Anyway, Adam, play Bagpuss. So Bagpuss,
I'm playing it.
For those who
I'm
don't.
I'm playing it without sound so that we don't get copyright stricken, because these only go through YouTube or whatever. Actually, they don't. Whatever.
So let me explain to the listeners who maybe don't know what Bagpuss is. So it's a British kids show from the 1970s. No, you need to hear the intro. That's the worst bit.
Oh, my God.
Why is there such a long pause before the horrible, discordant music comes in? Long ago, there was a little girl whose name was Emily.
Something about this is...
Bum, bum, bum.
Something about this is calming for me, dude.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Know what to tell you.
Watching Bagpuss makes me feel like my guts are getting sucked out through a tube. Makes me feel like
Where's
my...
Where's the tube? Top or bottom?
Middle, right in the belly button.
Oh, reverse birth.
Yeah.
The weakest part of the belly. Structurally speaking.
That is true about belly button.
No, because it's got scar tissue.
Oh, like, strongest part of the belly.
There's already been a hole poked there.
Yeah.
What, you think the body's good at patching shit up? This fucker?
This fucking moron.
My house.
This guy who's like lactose. No, you're dying. That's not cow's milk. That's poison.
This cowboy, he doesn't know.
I think one of my favorite things about the body,
yeah,
laughably, is that thing that your body can just have shit coming in and be like, oh, okay, cake, sick, love it,
yeah,
in. Piece of cheese, sick, come in. Hang on, what the... Is there dairy in that cheese? Oh, okay. Poison! It's like a big red button in the body that just says poison, and then you're just like, I feel so good.
That's all allergies.
Yeah, but it's also like... brain stuff as well. Sometimes you got brain things. Your body's like,
guess what the brain is? Part of the body.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna say,
guess what the brain is? Allergies, baby.
Yeah. So I've started like rethinking some mental health things. I'm like, it's just like a fucking food intolerance.
Yeah,
because your brain will be like, okay, good situation, fine. Good is that like this thing that I find a little bit frightening? Poison! Panic attack! Get it out!
I always think how crazy it is that my body, when I go to sleep, you know, you go to sleep, you have a hypnic jerk or whatever, or you're like nearly asleep and then you're like, whoa, like you've just fallen. That my body thinks it's dying, even though it's been to sleep every single night for its fucking life. It's still like, is this death? No, you idiot. It's not been death every other thousandth time. Like, what are you thinking?
Stupid. Big red button in the brain. We are dying.
If you could turn off one system in your body, what would it be? Digestive.
As in you just wouldn't eat at all?
No, as in I'd slowly die.
Hey, am I incorrect? But I think there was a short... So you know how Pixar do like the short films as well?
Yep.
And you know how those short films are sometimes like set in a world they've already established in one of the major films.
Mm-hmm.
I have this vivid memory, and I just realized that what you said, Jackson, just made me think of this. I'm like, wait a fucking minute.
Yeah.
So it's a short film from the Pixar, a short film based on, what's the feelings one?
Inside Out.
Inside Out. Where one of the people is like slowly falling asleep, and it mirrors inside their head one of the emotions. I think fear is slowly falling asleep.
Yeah.
And then as both of them slowly fall asleep, fear jerks up, hits a button, and then the person jerks awake and, you know, is suddenly
pisses,
But that implies that the reason that we have that jerk is that the little emotions in our head have that fucking jerk. What the fuck?
That's recursive.
Where the hell are they getting it from?
Do they have little ones in their head?
What the fuck is this?
Something's going on. We gotta do something about that.
Yeah.
Do you think, you just made me think of it bringing up Pixar movies.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was thinking about Monsters, Inc. Okay, Monsters,
Inc. We always
are. Yep. They've got a brand new series coming out, Monsters at Work. I don't care.
Didn't know. Good.
So I was thinking about,
Isn't that Monsters, Inc. though? Aren't they at work in Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah, I suppose in many ways they are. But if you do what you
Hang
love,
on
you
a
never...
fucking minute. Yeah, Cass is right.
Hey, wait a second.
What the fuck?
But Cass, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Making children scream.
But back when
or
they
laugh.
Because they make spoilers. Them laugh now. But back when they did make them scream, I think I would make the perfect monster. Because...
As you are currently?
Yeah, as I am currently.
Okay.
Because if I'm lying in bed at night,
uh-huh,
and I see Sully or Mike Wazowski,
mm-hmm,
frightening, but it's like an intangible fear, okay? It's a fear of the supernatural. If I, in the middle of the night, my cupboard opens...
Though.
Well, yes.
But you see it in front of you, and that's what makes it terrifying.
What's going to frighten you more? Your cupboard, your door, closet door swings open. And inside is Mike Wazowski or a guy. A guy is always scarier.
Is
vis-a-vis, I'd be the best monster on the scare floor.
Well, hang on a minute. So firstly, several things. So first off,
please.
Anyone would be a scary guy. You are not the scariest.
I have a frightening silhouette.
Second off, you have a gnome silhouette.
Is that a gnome?
Oh, no, it's just a guy.
How'd you get inside? Where's your hat?
Has the garden gnome, has someone passed away in their family recently? Does that wear their hats off?
Is that a garden gnome in mourning?
Is it me? Am I dead?
Is this how I find out? Is this heaven?
Is heaven garden gnomes?
Heaven is getting to meet all the garden gnomes I've bought over my life.
That's funny as well, because I think that would frighten me more than it would frighten them. What? Ah! Then I'd fall back onto the scare floor.
I don't think so.
Because Mike Wazowski in film, oh, fun little claim, Billy.
Cute, yeah.
In real life, that's skin. You would yeah. see, because if you think about skin on people, as you may have seen.
Okay, let me think about that. I'm thinking of skin, great. Yeah.
If skin, like as skin gets lighter in tone yeah. and Mike Wazowski's skin tone is quite light, you can see through it.
Mm, true. So you're imagining I see veins? Even, and
yeah, and you'd be able to see, I reckon, part of the eyeball.
It's even gross to imagine the eyeball moving inside Mike Wazowski and seeing it ripple on
big,
his skin.
The big hairy guy, even him, what's his name again?
Sully.
Even Sully.
Landed on a plane.
Even Sully, if like I saw, like in the dark, I'm looking at that and my brain is like, that is a big animal. And that is also scarier than a man, I think.
So you think, I don't think big animals scary.
You'd be more afraid of a human being in your closet than Sullenberger, the hero of the Hudson?
You're more scared of Jackson than you are of a bear.
Yeah, your cupboard. In your cupboard is different.
Bears it. Well, because
it's not where bears meant to be.
Yeah, in a cupboard, I've got the upper hand. Yeah, this is my turf. I'm like, this bear doesn't know what's happening. Yeah.
This is my turf works for person and animal.
No, not really.
But a person knows what a closet is.
Yeah, the house is a person's domain.
Bear's a bear.
If a bear ends up in a closet.
If I'm asleep in a cave and I wake up to a bear. Scary.
Yeah, but that's you wake terrifying. Up to a man,
not great, scary. I'm saved.
You're a maniac.
Yeah, no, Jackson makes
home
perfect
field
sense.
Advantage is not a thing.
But if there's a bear in your cupboard you wake up and you see a big bear, you're like,
what do you, all right, so how does your home field advantage help you? Actually explain it to me.
I can fit under my bed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bear can't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
I just wait for bear to leave.
Bear would not touch you now.
No, because I think it's not
it's
that for
blanket
me.
Blanket rules.
I see a bear in the closet. My brain's like, there's no bear in the closet. That's silly. And so
then it starts moving.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is a dream.
And he dies happy.
That's what happens. That's how you
well,
die.
Sully's only there to scare me. He's not going to kill me.
So you're trying to tell me that if you encountered a bear in a place where you would not expect, quotation marks, a bear, you'd be like, I'm dreaming.
Well, I think if I found a bear where a bear was not, I'd be like, that bear is not going to be, it's going to be stressed.
Yeah.
And it's going to be confused.
That's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
You see a bear, you're like, all right. Think about this logically.
If I see a bear, I'll be like, bear's more scared of me than I am of it. Because
like a snake, dude.
Like, bear's got culture shock at the moment.
Yeah.
Every sight, smell,
this
sound.
This is a cave.
That's what you're thinking, is it?
Bear has
your
culture
bear,
shock.
You're like, that's a bear. Now that bear will have culture shock.
So what are you thinking? You see a bear in the closet.
I'm scared.
So you've never had a possum break into the house.
Well, I actually haven't, no. But if I saw a possum in my house, I would be scared.
Okay, Jackson, you've had a possum get in.
Yeah, I've had a bat get in.
Yeah, exactly.
Thought
so
it was a big moth.
And were you scared?
No, I was excited.
Yeah.
Me and Ryder chased it with a broom. It was fun.
We've gone country adjacent. I've never gone full country. If you've gone full country, animals get in and you're just like, and you watch them run around and they scramble and they are terrified.
Yeah.
But,
all right, so
all
animal, a bat, anything scarier than a bat?
Coming to the house.
Yeah.
Possums.
I've nearly stood on a snake before.
Bet that scared you.
Possums
like,
scarier
what?
Than
and
a bat.
Then I was fine.
Well, sorry, what was that? You were like,
it was shock. Not fear.
No, do this again, please.
Huh.
That, yeah, that's, all right, that's, so in that, whoa, you're like, wow, all right, let's think about this.
No, I'm not thinking about it logically because it's a different situation.
I fucking hate the two of you.
I am more scared of a possum than a bat.
Sometimes I am convinced this show is an elaborate ruse to kill me.
Yeah, really slowly, so it looks like an accident.
Shut up a second, or is it better known? Death by a thousand cuts.
Death by a thousand cunts.
So you're saying I would be not the most frightening person you could see.
I think a lot of things would be frightening. It is hard to quantify, but I think a bear is scarier than
a man. Sure.
Well,
that's wrong. You're welcome to your belief. But so you're saying, but I, as the man in question, am not as frightening a man as I could be. Because you're saying myself,
correct,
okay. Do you think you're more frightening or Cass? What would you be more scared of if I'm out of the picture?
Cass can move weird. I think Cass is the scariest.
Yeah, and horror
Cass
movies.
Cass is scary in the light sometimes.
Plus, horror movies have trained me to be afraid of women with long hair who move like spiders. So yeah, I guess I would be
Cass
most frightened.
Cass wouldn't even need to move like a spider. She'd need to move like Zoidberg and I'd be fucking freaked out. Yeah, Cass
oh my god, Zoidberg's in my closet.
Zoid night, bitch!
I think I could still recognize you as Cass and be scared.
Yeah. Wait, so it's scary to... No, that is scary. I always... I used to think this when I lived in the bush, right? With my parents. If I was in my bedroom at night, 1 a.m., and then I saw, say, you, Adam, or Cass, out in the field, being like, Jackson, come over.
That's scary. Fucking terrifying.
Even though I know it's you, I'm like, you're in the wrong place. You're like, that. This isn't right. And it's what's scary, I think, about it is that it's conceivable. It's not likely, but it's conceivable that you could be like, Jackson, I'm surprising you late at night and we're going to go...
Fuck, I know what I want to do this weekend.
Yeah.
Knock on my window. I was once watching a porno.
Yeah.
Big man. Big man coming through. Flex. Watching a porno.
But it was a trick porno.
What?
So it was a small pornographic film.
So what do you mean small?
What do you mean small?
What do you mean small?
Sure.
Based on the movie Downsizing.
It was just short. It was more of a clip, I suppose.
So it was
film.
Like a Pixar short.
it was a Pixar short. But it was a
based
trick.
In the existing Paperman. Porno universe.
Paperman, but he's got his dick out the entire time.
But it was a trick porno because they'd using clever audio.
Trick porno.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Using clever audio, that they had made it so that if you're wearing headphones, it sounds like someone is knocking behind you.
So the clapping's coming from inside the house.
It's a joke. They played a joke. They didn't make a trick porno.
It's a trick porno.
Traditionally, we would refer to that as playing a joke.
I would say trick.
It's a trick porno.
Playing a joke, a prank. It is not a trick porno.
It's a trick porno because you can't really jerk off to it.
Why not?
Like you could if you muted it. But the point is, because in my bedroom, I have a big glass window behind me.
Did they spook you away from cum?
Yeah, it did because
did
I was...
Did your spoof get spooked?
Oh, yeah, that would stop me. That would absolutely stop me.
Because I was going at it. Because there's a big bush in front of my window, so no one can really see it. It's pretty damn good.
Which window are we talking about? The window on your fucking room or the window on your dick?
The dick window?
Don't worry about it, Cass.
The tip is the window of the dick.
Cass, you don't have the same setup as us.
You got a penis, you got a window. That's life. Anyway, yeah, because it sounded like someone was banging on the window.
Mine's just curtains.
Cass, you got Foxtel. We got HBO.
But it's funny because like I stopped jerking off because I was like, oh my God, someone's knocking on the window. But I don't think...
Stop and you're like, come here.
I had to like cover, like it was like I was like a teenager again. I was like, oh, there's nothing going on, sir, or whatever. But no one was at the window. And for ages, I couldn't figure it out. I went to my door. I thought like, is it my partner knocking on the door? Didn't know. Then it actually took, this is crazy. It happened twice. And on the second go, I realized what was happening.
All right,
I got tricked by the porno twice.
Can I say, my favorite part, what happened for Jackson was... Oh shit! Like you're jerking off.
Yeah.
The place the knock sound. You're like, trick porno. Shit! You do. You go around. You
check everything.
You check. You come back. You're like, well, I got to stop.
I did. Because I was like,
I gotta go back. Rewind.
Yeah, I'm halfway through. So, and I was like, nobody's real. It must have been a ghost or whatever. And I went for it.
You're like, oh, it's not a person. It's probably just a ghost. Anyway, back at it.
Well, that makes
sense as to why you're like, man's the scariest, more terrifying than a bear.
Yeah, exactly. But also, I remember reading somewhere someone was saying, if you see a ghost, masturbate, right? Because if you're masturbating, you're not scared. You're just having a good time.
Oh, if you see a ghost, masturbate, not if you see a ghost masturbating.
Oh, yes. Yeah. If you see a ghost, masturbate. Not if you see a ghost, masturbate, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, they're like, that you should do this just because you won't be as scared. But then I remember reading, because you're masturbating. You can't be afraid and horny. Well, you can.
Yes, you can. Wasn't there a study done on that?
Yeah, I think that's actually one of the kinds of horny in the horny rainbow. But then I remember reading someone else who was like, spiritually, if you're masturbating, you're opening chakras or whatever that do help you fight the supernatural. So
this is like double blind study.
Yeah, exactly.
There are two sources saying you got to jerk it if you see a ghost.
If you see anything supernatural, a genie, whatever. Yeah.
See, what's your first wish? One sec.
Give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes? No, that's fair.
Fair. And you're doing a service for the ghost because that doesn't typically happen for them.
Yeah, exactly. How
if
often?
If it's a friendly ghost, if it's a Casper situation, they'd be like, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I don't get to see this anymore.
It would be awkward to be a ghost.
Wasn't that ghost like, no?
Why? what you're saying you wouldn't, as you're a ghost, you obviously you don't want to perv on anybody masturbating. That's rude.
Yeah.
You go into the other
room. I
would like
new experiences to continue as a ghost.
Yeah, me too. What, so you're saying you wouldn't?
As a ghost, you're comfortable.
You're look, like, okay.
I've done happy it. With the situation?
I've done it all, I guess. I am cool with this for the rest of my yeah. life.
I have a feeling my ghost self would just be, I'm currently, look, like I'm currently at a stage in my own life mm-hmm. where my cupboard, my wardrobe broke, my clothes rack broke, and the way I'm storing clothes at the moment is just all over the shop. So sure. I've just been cycling through the same washing cycle for weeks now, maybe months. Mm-hmm. It's been rough, so yeah, I know that if I were to die now, I'd spend my entire ghost time trying desperately to change my ghost outfit because all my nice clothes are in a cupboard behind a TV.
That is a bummer.
Yeah.
That is a bummer.
You were actually, what you were just saying just then was a question I was actually about to ask. If you could appear as a ghost, what sort of ghost would you appear as? Proviso, or given the ghost rule that you can be only appear as Victorian onwards. There's no,
okay.
If you'll recall, there's no yeah. pre-Victorian
no caveman ghosts. Yeah, yeah.
No caveman ghosts.
I think just
I think because... Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because cavemen live satisfying lives. They had no unfinished business.
Exactly.
Sure.
We evolved to regret.
We we got to the Victorian era, which is when they started getting like no about sex. They yeah. were like, people still fucking had sex, but yeah. they were like, the Catholic Church demands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone,
so,
everyone had their own shit going on.
I think just
maybe I just peace then. Maybe that's why you don't see any modern ghosts. Maybe that was just a really repressed era. Yeah.
See, one of the ghost I was going to pick is a modern ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talk.
It's like a close to, at the very least, modern ghost. Because I think you see a lot of on the sides of roads, bride ghosts whatever. But you never see groom
Phantom
ghosts.
Hitchhiker.
I want to be a groom ghost.
That is true. There are no groom ghosts. That's, yeah. that's a good
I
want to
be a fucking groom ghost. Yeah. I want to be like, I got left at the altar.
Yeah,
yeah, I got left at the altar and then I fucking threw myself in a river and now I'm haunting this bridge.
Yeah, that's good.
On a moonlit night, you can wander out to the bridge and be like, I do, and I appear.
Oh, Jackson, you got your Ghostos episode.
I did, which we ended up talking about Ghostos.
We did. Well, it's the good old days, baby.
It was the good old days when we were ghosts. I don't know what kind of ghost I'd like to be. I found this YouTube channel called Bizarre yes. Bob, and it's just a guy getting compilations of like modern footage of ghosts or whatever.
I love that.
Stop going off.
Do you know how to click mute?
I that's so passive aggressive. Do you know how to click mute, Jack?
You know how to
I actually don't know what's going off. That's
the
problem.
You know how to close Discord?
I don't know.
No, there's like a mute button. No, I'm just saying
on the actual
on the keyboard there'll be a mute button, but I know it. You don't have this type of computer. Yeah. It wasn't meant to be passag.
No, I know. I didn't imagine it.
Well,
was.
That's good. Now that if either of us die, we won't have unfinished business. Yeah. Me being like, I didn't mean it like that. I was trying to be empathetic.
But I reckon, because so watching that, I've seen that a lot of ghosts just do nonsense.
Sure. Oh, as and if you wouldn't.
Well, but it's like, it's weird shit, like jiggling the handle of a door. So I'll be that ghost.
I always thought that the jiggling handle stuff was just because they were trying really, really hard to affect matter, but that's all they can do.
So yeah, so they'll be the jiggle like, I'll and the bang.
And, they'll be like, I'll try and open this door.
Yeah.
And in ghost theory, it's like, you know, if the door handle's metal, you know, their electromagnetic stuff can get in. They can like move the handle, but they can't actually turn it and pull or push.
I had one of the, so this is both tragic, but also to me hilarious.
Oh yeah.
So I had one of the funniest experiences of my life ever in regards to that. So yeah. My uncle passed away.
Sure.
And like a week after his funeral, a banana fell from a cupboard and hit the ground. And one of my other uncles was like, what is that if not him trying to communicate with us? And I actually had to leave the fucking room because clearly he was trying to deal with some stuff. But I could not stop
That's
laughing at
so
the idea
funny.
Of my uncle, who I don't think ever touched a banana, yeah. was like, they need to know I'm okay.
Banana on floor. Adam loves comedy. He can slip on this peel.
Yeah. It's just so funny to imagine a ghost trying desperately to affect matter and only getting a banana to
move. How about
move?
This? How about you trying to communicate and you like try as hard as you can? My uncle's like, I got to move this banana so that they know that I was poisoned by bananas and these bananas are poisonous. You move it, it hits the ground. And my uncle's like, he's okay. You'd be so furious.
No, I'm not.
No, don't eat the bananas. They're poison.
It's also that, yeah. We always assume that ghosts are just trying to be like, oh, I'm fine. Mm, and that's, I'll be honest, that's for us, a bit selfish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As if I die and I need to communicate something to, all right, so if I die and a banana falls in anyone's house, that is me trying to communicate that I absolutely want you to come in front of me.
Understood.
When I manifest, please, I need new experiences.
Would you, like, because that's it's an interesting thing you brought up, like this idea of, when you die, you're done for new experiences. Yeah. But if you are tied to one house, you kind of are.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's it's a boring life as a ghost.
Yeah, it sucks. Oh, you disagree?
No, I was just going to say, no wonder haunted houses are like, get out of the house. They just want new tenants.
Yeah, exactly. They want to just suck the truth. They're bored
they're
of everything
like,
else.
Oh, fucking hell. Like, another family with young kids. I've seen like 6 to 12.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched kids grow up and then that last family moved.
I need something new.
I can't do toddlers again.
A reverse Beetlejuice.
Oh,
they're like, come in, change the house. Yes, please. Yeah, give me something new.
Something new to see. It's funny you mentioned as well before, Cass, electromagnetic, like that ghosts are electromagnetic waves. Because I recently bought an EMF reader because I think it's funny.
Won't shut up about it.
You're an EMF guy now.
I'm an EMF guy.
My partner wants to go ghost hunting with you so
we gotta
fucking
do it. We
badly.
Gotta do it, dude. Me and your partner.
And
Cass. And Adam.
And Adam can come, I guess.
Someone needs to go be up the back being like, ghosts aren't real. While you have fun, obviously.
Yeah, of course. But I love this baffling assumption. Like, because my partner was like, why does the EMF reader work? And I'm like, because ghosts are electromagnetism. And she's like, well, why? And I'm like,
I remember seeing this thing once. It was like, you can't completely destroy matter of any kind or energy of any kind. Some principle of physics.
Matter cannot be created or destroyed.
That's
merely,
the one.
You've got like 20% of Shakespeare in you or something. So some rule about atoms.
What?
I don't know. Yeah, there's some mathematical thing where they're like, with the amount of matter that gets shared around, you will have probably not 20%. That's a lot.
That seems.
But 0.00% of every living person who ever existed is in you. That's just. Yeah.
Except that's not really how matter distributes, but sure.
Yeah.
Well, no, but you know, numbers.
Yeah.
So number, like matter can't, like energy can't be created or destroyed, which means sometimes I feel energetic. So like. Where does that go?
No, that's true.
Electromagnetic fields, maybe, baby.
And that's how pseudoscience is born.
And that's how ghosts are born.
Yeah.
But what I assume the electromagnetic thing is somebody who is in hunting ghosts or even like researching ghosts is like, oh, a ghost can turn on and off a radio.
Sure.
How do you affect a radio? Electromagnetic waves. Ghosts are electromagnetic waves. Bada bing, bada boom, spend $30 on an EMF reader. It's just, it's so much backwards working to arrive at the end position. It's so funny.
Absolutely so funny that something that started probably, I don't know, in 1890
has
eventually progressed so far that today it has resulted in you paying $30 for an EMF reader.
That's so funny.
Which like, hey, I enjoy playing with it. It's really bright for some reason.
And well, you got to use it at night.
My oven fan. My oven fan. I don't know why. Like the fan in the element above my stove, that makes it go all the way to red. Is there a ghost in there?
No.
What's happening?
No from Cass. Wow, that's powerful.
You don't know if there's a ghost in my oven. There could be.
That's, oh, okay.
Isn't this
okay,
above
there's
your
a ghost
oven?
In your oven. Above the oven.
Yeah.
There's a ghost in the element. No, I assume it's because there's a little motor in there that must be running around.
Could.
Do you think there's some, do you think this EMF reader is detecting an electromagnetic field? Could it be possible?
It's feasible.
Do we think?
It's feasible.
Yeah, do electromagnetic coils exist in a lot of things? They're a great source of energy. Mm.
Well, the only things that have made it go crazy are the little broadband machine, the MBM machine we have, and the oven fan.
That little, all right, cool. Yeah, interesting.
Two machines are what's kicked off the ghost.
Do either of them use electricity?
I suppose, but the fridge doesn't, and the switch doesn't, and the TV doesn't. So I don't know.
Mm, okay. Yeah. The fridge. What are fridges? Are they like? Do they keep things cold? How do they keep things cold? Are they very thick? Is that how they do that?
Oh, I like forget. Jackson.
I'm dumb. I'm dumb. My name's Jackson.
Oh, it got turned around on me. But having said that, even though I think it's very silly, if the EMF reader did go off, I would shit my pants.
Oh, yeah. If we went out into the middle of a field and it started going off around a particularly weird scarecrow.
Yeah, I'd be so
pissed.
Scared.
Oh my god, filling my boots, I would be.
Absolutely. Or even just like in the middle of a room. Like imagine you're lying in bed, you're cuddling up to your EMF reader.
Can you download an EMF reader app?
No. I don't know if that would work.
Well, phones can accept radio signals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. I mean,
I'm
like,
sure one exists, whether it's functional.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know one exists.
Well, I'm finding it now.
Because the EMF reader I have is not, it's not like a ghost hunting EMF reader.
Sure.
Because an EMF reader is also just a thing you can buy to detect electromagnetic frequencies.
Sure. Oh, so this one isn't ghost specific.
It's
so
not ghost specific because sometimes you need to.
It needs to be calibrated to a ghost. Yeah.
Exactly. But
someone's
like
buying a haunted doll on eBay and calibrating it to the haunted doll.
Okay. Well, this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I found one.
Yeah.
That's like EMF reader. And again, this one isn't ghost specific. Electromagnetic detector EMF. And it's like, discover the electromagnetic waves around you. Health effects from technology. What's putting it out?
What
pollution?
What's poisoning you? What waves and rays?
Live in a healthy environment. Avoid the EMF pollution zones.
Yeah.
According to ElectroSmart, smartphones are devices that can measure EMF since their ability to communicate depends on this capacity. But smartphones can only detect EMF production by communication technologies such as Wi-Fi, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, or Bluetooth. So if your ghost is Bluetooth compatible,
you can detect it with your phone.
Yeah, that was a good burp.
Thank you. But you couldn't detect my oven fan with your phone.
Unless your oven fan was Wi-Fi enabled.
Somebody's hacked my oven fan. Oh, no.
Well, yeah, big shocker there. The EMFs that phones use to communicate with each other
can be detected by the phone.
Yeah, well, yeah, big shocker.
Twisteroo.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously at some point in my life I will buy a haunted doll off eBay, and it'll be very funny and disappointing when I scan it with the EMF reader and it doesn't go off. I'm excited for that moment. I guess I'll just be like, I suppose the ghost is out at the moment. Because the doll is the ghost's house. As we all know. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
I've been Cass.
This has been Ghostos. Oh.
AKA the good old days.
Got me there.